The 18th annual Christmas at the Mansions tour this Saturday throws open the doors of two of Bloomington Normal's most prestigious addresses, Ewing Manor and the David Davis Mansion. Plus, guests will have a chance to tour a mystery home, a private residence that, like the historic homes, is decorated for the season. Toni Tucker is the director of Ewing Manor, and she says the tour acts as a fundraiser for the historic mansions. Audrey Paulson is program coordinator for the David Davis Mansion in Bloomington. She says Charles Dickens inspired the decor for this year's Christmas theme.
Things that you can look for when you're walking through the mansion are the Walsobel, mince pies, plum pudding, roasted turkey.
Wait a minute. Now, you don't have real food out. Are these plastic?
Not, yes. Okay. But they're really convincing plastic food.
Really? Where does that come from?
China.
Get out.
It's true. They have perfected
the fake food?
Yes, they have.
Are some of the decorations, do they actually come from the Davis family themselves? Did any of those actually survive?
No, I don't believe so. The Davis family decorated fairly sparsely.
And do you have reenactors along with the tour?
We do. So we'll have volunteers dressed in period clothing, and there'll be at least one volunteer in each room. And they'll kind of, you know, keep the flow of the crowd and answer any questions.
They can explain, like, some of the traditions of the time.
Yes.
Well, let's pop on over to Ewing Manor. And that's a little more contemporary than David Davis, which is a 19th century building. And Ewing Manor is, shall we say, more modern?
Yes, it was completed in 1929. And the Ewings, like the Davises, they decorated very sparsely. Fortunately for us, the grandchildren who spent their Christmases with their grandmother, Hazel Buck Ewing, remember those days, and they've helped us with how it was decorated and actually have shared photos with us.
I was going to say, that would be really helpful. Did they leave any of their decor behind?
They did not. There was always one four-foot Christmas tree in the loggia on a table that Herman, who was the butler, would set it up every year, and then they would put their few ornaments on it. But they always had large stockings. So we have photos of those stockings, and one of our volunteers actually made those stockings for us. So
you recreated the Ewing stockings.
Yes.
So what should we be looking for when we go through Ewing Manor? What are some special things that we can look for to learn about the Ewings and the way they celebrated the holidays?
So our theme this year for Hazel Buck Ewing's bedroom, which is a large suite, is the world tour that the Ewings took between 1924 and 25. And on that tour, Hazel purchased a lot of items from street vendors that were women because she wanted to support women in their handicrafts, because that's the only way women could make money in the 20s in many of these foreign countries. So all of those items that she purchased, we think we have all of them because we have literally hundreds of textiles and purses and scarves, and which are all homemade. So those are on display, and other items the Ewings purchased on the world tour. And the Christmas tree in Hazel's suite is all ornaments that are international. We've increased a lot of our decor that we're doing this year. And matter of fact, today we have three live trees that are being decorated in the house. And in addition to that, we have four other trees. And we also decorate the stables. And this year, Al Legg, a local businessman, he is letting us use a 1933 Packard that will be in the courtyard because Mrs. Ewing had a 1933 Packard.
Audrey, can we go to the David Davis Mansion and see how the servants celebrated Christmas as well?
Yes, the servants' rooms are also decorated. They're a little more sparsely decorated. It's not quite as grandiose as the rest of the house, but there still are decorations in the servants' quarters.
What sort of inspiration can we take from the way the Davises and the Ewings decorated?
Well, the Ewings, one of the reasons they decorated just a few rooms because Hazel Buck Ewing was born on December 25th.
Aha.
And so it was also her birthday. And we love to hear the grandchildren say, they would say we would visit and we would have Christmas morning, and we'd have a Christmas lunch, but at 4 p.m.
It became
was over. Uh-huh. It was grandmother's birthday, and all the Christmas was put away. And
oh,
then
nice.
She would have her birthday dinner of a standing rib roast, oyster stew. It was always the same every year for her birthday.
But of course, we do have one other house that is on the tour. It's the Mystery House. And I'm looking for some clues. Can you guys give me some clues what the Mystery House will be?
We can tell you that it is a historic home.
Great.
It's over 100 years old. It is currently owned by someone who is prominent in the community. It has ties, strong ties with ISU, but not... Well, I guess currently.
Yeah, Illinois State Normal University.
Okay, but that's it. You're not going to give us anything else?
I will tell you, this is a home you will not want to miss. And when you hear about it, you're going to think, why didn't I go this year on the Christmas at the Mansions tour?
That is so cool. So we'll go. You'll get to see Ewing Manor, the David Davis Mansion, and then the Mystery House. And then there's something else that you have interesting that's going on that you mentioned to me, Tony. St. John's Lutheran's Church will have a live nativity on their lawn
that day. Yes, they'll have live nativity from 2 to 8. So they have animals and people reenacting the nativity scene. We have free shuttles between each mansion. So wherever, if you start out at Ewing Manor or the David Davis Mansion, there'll be shuttles there so you can park your car and it'll take you to the other two mansions and bring you back to your car after you've toured all three. So if you come to Ewing from the David Davis Mansion on a shuttle, you will see the live nativity. And they're also serving free hot chocolate to people that come on the tour. You can go inside St. John's into their multi-purpose room and have something to drink. And they have snacks there, see the live nativity, then cross over to Ewing for the tour there.
It's really neat how St. John's has really embraced this whole Christmas at the Mansions. It was just something they jumped on and did on their own, really. So
it's
pretty exciting.
It's expanding. You've inspired them.
It's become more of a community celebration.
Yes.
So it's pretty exciting.
That's Audrey Paulson, program coordinator for the David Davis Mansion, and Tony Tucker from the Ewing Cultural Center. Christmas at the Mansions is Saturday, December 9th. The tours are 2 to 5 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.